with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Four major wildfires are raging across Los Angeles County as homeowners in Pacific Palisades return to their neighborhoods for the first time. People like Greg Benton got a look at the damage, and he says his whole neighborhood seems to be gone.
It's everybody. It's not just us. I mean, if you look around, this whole neighborhood is gone, wiped off the map.
At least 11 people have died. Officials are warning the true death toll won't be clear until it's safe for investigators to go into the neighborhoods. Senator Tom Cotton says a new GOP-controlled Senate will hit the ground running next week with confirmation hearings for Trump nominees.
The next step is his hearing at Armed Services. I'll be chairing the hearing for John Ratcliffe and Tulsi Gabbard at the Intelligence Committee. All of my counterparts are chairing hearings as well. I think we're up to 17 hearings next week.
As he prepares for his second term in the White House, most voters think Donald Trump is doing a good job with the presidential transition. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 54% of likely U.S. voters approve of the way Donald Trump is handling his presidential transition, including 35% who strongly approve. 42% disapprove, including 32% who strongly disapprove, of how Trump is handling the transition. The survey of 1,277 U.S. likely voters was conducted on January 5th through the 7th of 2025 by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Walgreens booked better than expected fiscal first quarter and gave Wall Street some positive vibes on the drugstore chain's plans to revive its struggling business. Company shares soared on Friday after leaders told analysts they've made progress improving one of the biggest concerns facing the industry, shrinking prescription and reimbursements, and they say their U.S. store closing plan is progressing well. This is SRN News. A pro-abortion group pays some big fines.
Floridians Protecting Freedom ran a costly and ultimately unsuccessful campaign to pass an abortion amendment in the Sunshine State. The organization also committed fraud along the way. FPF has agreed to pay nearly $200,000 in fines related to fraudulent signature-gathering activity in the initial effort to get the amendment on the ballot. Several arrests have been made in the case, and investigators say they're not done yet. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials at Rutgers University say they will install new safeguards for Jewish students as a means of settling that complaint by the Department of Education. Hundreds of reports of anti-Semitic acts on campus prompted the government to move against Rutgers, one of several major U.S. universities that have seen a sharp uptick in attacks on Jews. It all began in the fall of 2023 with the Hamas attack on Israel. This is SRN News. U.S. hiring picked up unexpectedly in December as employers added 256,000 jobs. It's another sign the economy is resilient in the face of ongoing high interest rates. Stocks took a tumble due to inflation concerns on Wall Street.
Stocks closed lower as investors worried that good news on the economy might be bad for Wall Street by keeping inflation and interest rates high. The S&P 500 fell 1.5% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 696 points. It's about 1.6%. The Nasdaq Composite also sank 1.6%. Stocks took their cue from the bond market, where yields rose sharply after a report said employers hired far more workers last month than expected. The strong data could keep upward pressure on inflation and prevent the Federal Reserve from delivering cuts to interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.